Show trials featuring trumped-up charges and fabricated confessions remain one of the strongest symbols of communist state repression throughout the former Eastern Bloc. Czechoslovakia's most infamous show trials involved senior communist Rudolf Slánský and resistance leader Milada Horáková, both of whom were given the death penalty. But not all defendants were so high profile. A newly discovered recording reflects Communist Party efforts to use the courts to crush a whole class, relatively wealthy farmers, the Czech equivalent of Russian kulaks. Ian Willoughby reports.
To je nejlepší, když svině potřebujou otruby, tak je nejlepší je dát na půdu a nechat je tam až do žní.
Pánové, jděte se podívat, kolik jich tam je. Letos teď jsem ještě z dnešní sklízně nešrotoval. Mám sedm...
Farmer Josef Pažot puts up a spirited defense in a 1954 show trial featured in a new documentary to be broadcast on Czech radio on Thursday. It was made by Marek Janáč, who outlines Pažot's crimes.
Neodevzdával tolik potravin, kolik měl podle nařízení. Tehdy se totiž...
He didn't hand in the amount of foodstuffs he'd been ordered to. In those days, they gave farmers, especially private farmers, quotas so high that they couldn't be filled. That gave them a pretext for prosecution. And Pažot was also accused of reading but not handing in a Western propaganda leaflet he found in a field. Millions of them were dropped by balloon here.
Thousands of propertied farmers were tried in the 1950s, but this recently discovered recording is the only known document of its kind. Marek Janáč says at the time the trial was broadcast on local radio and by loudspeaker in the streets to vilify farmers as a class and Josef Pažot as the richest farmer in the district of Bystrice, central Bohemia. Pažot got 6 months in prison, plus one more for refusing to pay a fine. Historian Petr Blažek says that punishment only seems to be light.
Musíme si uvědomit, že několik měsíců znamenalo pro hospodáře, který soukromě...
You have to realize that even a few months in jail basically meant liquidation for private farmers, if they didn't have anyone to look after the farm. They couldn't harvest their crops or look after their animals. What's more, in the period from 1951 to 53, those found guilty were forced to leave the area, where in some cases their families had lived for several centuries. They had to start again elsewhere with whatever they were allowed to take with them.
Pažot's daughter, Ružena Tomášová, was 19 when her father was sentenced in 1954. How did his imprisonment impact the family?
Badly, because we were three women, my mother, my sister, and myself. My brother was only 12 or 13. I must say the neighbors helped us. It wasn't until harvest time that they let my dad out. The local agricultural committee went to Bloch, the state prosecutor, and pleaded with him to release him. But Bloch just said, you take care of it.
Prosecutor Lev Bloch had, like his counterpart in the notorious Milada Horáková trial, no legal experience, apart from a 9-month workers' law school course. The new radio documentary reports that he killed himself within a year of the Pažot trial. Some believe because of a guilty conscience, the makers say.
That report by Ian Willoughby.